Blog Talk Radio.
Why, good morning, Minnesota. I am Marsha Mays. I'm Terrell Mays' mom. And Sunday I will be doing his birthday celebration. Would like it for you all to come and enjoy with me.
You're supposed to keep on talking, girl. This is a radio show. People listen. You got one person listening in, and they want to talk. Look, so this means they want to talk. Hey, how you doing? You got something to say today?
Yeah, I got something to say today. I got a lot to say today. I just heard that I think the topic is talking about infant that we lost a few months ago. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Who is this?
It was a celebration. This is Romericus. I actually work for Mad Dads, in case you guys don't know.
Hey, Romericus.
How you guys doing today?
Hanging in here?
Well, that's good. We hanging in, too. We out here on the north side putting some work in. But I just want to say this, man. You know, all of this senseless killing, it don't make sense, and it needs to stop.
Because, amen. See,
I can almost, you know, I mean, it's almost unspeakable the way this stuff makes us feel because, you know, I'm a parent of a little girl, and I'm going to just keep it real, you know, regardless of what the haters might say. I had to go and get a restraining order against somebody on behalf of my daughter about 2 weeks ago because, you know, of that same old craziness and violence and gun-toting people. And, you know, I've had people tell me, well, you're going too far and you're sticking your nose where it shouldn't be and you're doing too much. But my thing is I ain't trying to feel that pain. I never want to experience that because it's a pain that, you know, I can't even imagine. And, you know, I just want the world to know I will go to the utmost to protect mine. I don't care if they call me crazy, if the courts tell me that I come down there too much, it ain't no limit to what I'll do. So, yeah, I feel you on that. And me and my daughter, we're going to be present at that gathering on
Amen.
Sunday, too. Yeah, we're going to be there. And I support this cause. Because, you know, the thing is, these kids they didn't ask to be here. We brought them here. So who are we not to protect them? You know what I'm saying? My mom had 14 of us. And you know what? She did a pretty good job. So if she can do that with 14, I know I can be responsible for two. That's all I got to say today.
Hey, Romericus, we thank you very much for calling in, man. We appreciate you for listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. We got the parents. We have the Romericus. We have the father here too. His son was killed, and you want to say a few words to him, Mr.
Yeah,
Banks?
Yeah,
George.
Mr. Banks. Yeah. When did he lose his son?
Go ahead, you want?
Mr. Banks, how you doing? How you doing, man?
It's Mr. George, not Mr.
Yeah, Banks. His name is George. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. You know, once again, it's unspeakable. You know, it's like I can't think of the words to say to you. You know, that's a pain that's unimaginable. I can't imagine, you know, what, you know, I can't put myself there. And I pray to God that I never have to. And, you know, like I said, you know, we can only do by moving forward, you know, putting God first and, you know, watching that inner circle, man, and just, you know, doing the best we can. You know, because it's people like you, the pain that you go through is what's pushing me to never stop protecting mine. Because I know what I'm up against. And I'll say it again. It's people like you and what you're going through that tells me that, you know what, I got to keep doing more. I got to even do for those that ain't even related to me. So we can try to, you know, bring this madness down to a minimum, you know, I don't know, maybe even stop it. So you just got to hang in there, man. You know, keep going. You know, that's all you can do right now, one day at a time. And you're going to make it. You're going to be all right.
Yeah. I'm trying, man. I'm trying my best.
Yeah.
And it's not easy thing. Thanks a lot, Romericus. I appreciate your calling, man. You listen to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm just now posted on the World Wide Web on Facebook. We're letting folks know that they can call us in on Blog Talk Radio. Also, Facebook. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. We got 14 minutes and 47 seconds left on Blog Talk Radio. And, Marsha, we're having an event. Kind of talk to the community and tell them about what's going to happen on Sunday.
Sunday is Surreal May's birthday. I want to bring it in with the community to also let them know that I'm still looking for my son, Killer. I also want to share his lifetime spans with you all, so I'm asking that everyone try and come out Sunday from 3 to 7, 2644 Colfax Avenue North, and come celebrate his life with me. Bring candles so we can have a silent prayer at 7 o'clock.
What if people want to make donations or help out? What do you need for the event?
Food, pops, hot dog buns.
What number can they call you at?
Hamburgers. You can call Mad Dad's office, and Patty will let you know. I do take donations. I'm still taking donations. I've just opened up my own group. It's called African American Consciousness. I try and stick with the kids right now. I'm trying to get donations in so that I can still do for the surviving kids, which are Ezra Rinse, and, of course, the Braxton family. She does have Shay that's still living. So I opened up my group to be able to do things for those kids because this is a constant reminder to those kids. They still need help. They still need prayer. School finna start. I'm pretty sure all three of them is going to need uniforms and things. I'm trying to keep the world in tune with these three kids.
And you know, one of the things is that we've been really working hard for so you can get the help that you need. And, you know, so many of these, I think since your son died, there's been a number, I can't even really put a count on how many kids and adults have died since your son died, you know. There's been a lot of people. As a matter of fact, you've been at some of those crime scenes, and you've been there at a lot of the vigils. And how does it feel to keep kind of reliving that? I know it must be hard for you.
It's the pain that you'll never wish on no one. I wouldn't even wish this on my worst enemy, but at the same time, I get up to live for him. I get up to do for him right now. All that can stay on my mind is Junior. And, of course, Nadia, people, I want y'all to come out, too.
Yeah, my death, I'm going to get some of my siblings together. We're going to come out there and support. Because my son's birthday is August 1st, and I'm trying to do something, too, on that day. In memory of him, because that's his 6th birthday, and he won't be able to celebrate it. So we're going to celebrate that and be there for you and yours, too.
Amen.
Now, have you you're a rapper, right? You write and everything.
Yeah, I'm a musician. I make beats and I do a little rapping.
So, have you wrote a song about your son?
No, not really. I haven't been focused on like music right now. I'm just focused on trying to still deal with this. You know what I'm saying? It's hurting. That's inside me because the simple fact that my son's gone, and like music is my heart and my passion, but my son's gone, so that's like the main, you know what I'm saying, like kind of hold up right there. I know it's supposed to push me and make me do better, but I ain't really been having a chance to really, you know what I'm saying, make no good music right at this point.
What do you say to you know, I mean, people call them cowards, people call them, fools, people call them, but actually they are babies, you know what I mean? They are babies, they got guns out there. What do you say to these young cats that's just going around just shooting up at anything, don't even know what they're shooting at? What do you say to these kids to help them wake up and try to think differently about what they do?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like they ain't got no guidance, no parents, no no role model, nobody that's inspiring them. Then, of course, you're going to get a whole bunch of teenagers selling drugs, using guns, and not focusing on. I mean, but at the end of the day, all I can say is, you know, work hard, do something positive, stay focused, man, and keep your head up.
we're gonna go right to our caller here, Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dad's Blog Talk, 4331. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk.
What's happening, family? This show buddy, man. How y'all doing today?
Short body. Glad to have you on, man. You know, We're talking to the family, the parents of victims of two homicides. Just coincidentally, they just happened to be here today, so we thought we would get them on Blog Talk Radio and talk, you know, just talk real talk, you know.
That's what's up, man. I'm sorry to hear the people going through them things out there in Minnesota. I just heard Buzz say, man, you know, you got to it ain't gangster to run from the police, man. You know what I mean? That's what I tell the guys on the streets, man, who be out there trying to shoot and call themselves being thugs and gangbangers and stuff, man. You know what I mean? It ain't gangster to run from the police, man. If you're out there trying to, you know what I mean, do something with your life and you want something done with your life, you can't go out there thinking you're going to be doing the wrong thing and going to be ending up with a better solution than you have. You know what I mean? We got to change the hood mentality, man. It's about helping that hood mentality change, man. You know what I mean? So, like, and that's to say, you know, like, I used to sell dope, man. So, instead of selling dope, now I'm out there selling books and CDs. You know what I mean? I'm on the streets showing these kids, showing these guys that you can make a better life and do better things, man. You know what I mean? So, you got to be an example as well as a messenger. You can't deliver a message if you ain't doing what you're saying. You know what I mean? You got to be an example to the society. You know what I mean? That's what they missing, man. Like, back when I was coming up, man, we had literature on the street that was teaching our shawties how not to be disrespectful to our parents and disrespectful to our people. You know what I mean? Nowadays, these OGs out here, they don't have no literature to teach them to put to these shawties, man, so they can see better things and see the real structure about what these organizations out here was really trying to do for these people. You know what I mean? So it got put into the wrong hands, and now you got a lot of misguided people out there with this hood mentality thinking that they can only control four blocks. Or be stuck in that same environment. So it's about opening them up to the world, man. They got to be opened up to the world until that God gets the talent. So, you know, it's about showing and proving, fam. You know, that's what we're missing on these streets, man. A lot of these OGs, they talking about it, but they ain't living it. You know what I mean? So there's got to be examples out there really to be putting out there. You know, so even in the legal world, I've been through, you know what I mean, a lot of still organizations gangbanging amongst each other. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like you gotta find your destiny and walk with God, man. It's really about you believing in God, you know, believing in your God, get the talent, and taking that to the real world and learning to control the money. You know what I mean? Because we too busy chasing money and chasing all this wrong things instead of learning how to control it. You know, so that's like it's like a hood mentality we have to change, fam, and let them know it's a way out.
Well, thank you, Short Body. I appreciate you, man. Short Body, the producer and director of the Mad Dad theme song, the original Mad Dad theme song, man, and we're trying to get the video done so we can get out there. We're going to get Marsha out there because she can dance a little bit. But we're going to have her as one of the video girls, you know, and have her do her thing. So just beware, man. We're getting her ready and geared up because, you know, she's going to have her hair done up. She's going to be looking real fly. Matter of fact, why don't you come on out to the birthday, to the celebration, and yeah, that hair's going to be looking fly. Why don't you come out to the celebration and that she's having this Sunday. Come on out and do the Mad Dad theme song for us.
Sunday,
can you do
I'll
that?
Sunday, I'll be in Washington, D.C., man. I won't even be in Minnesota.
Okay, well, that's all.
I'll be back out here that following Tuesday, so anything after that, we can do it.
Maybe you can probably do something for the girl birthday on
first. Mm-hmm. Okay, you going to be here on the 1st, August 1st?
Yep, I sure will, definitely.
Okay, well, Mr. George would like you to do something for his son on the 1st, so just give me a call. We'll work it all out, okay?
Done deal, sir. I'm there.
You hold on, Short Body. That's Short Body, my man. He's a good man, and we're going to go back to him in a little bit. Marsha, you've been hanging on. I just want to say that. You've been tough. What's been your toughest battle, though, really, getting through all this? What's been the hardest thing for you?
The hardest thing is my kids. Like, people don't realize, I just was telling Patty, I have a 2-year-old. And yesterday, my 11-year-old, he scraped his step real bad, scraped his hand real bad. I had to take him to the hospital, and they had to cut a little skin and do a little couple of things to his hand. But all the time, my 2-year-old was sitting there saying, Mama, Juju gonna heal him, Juju gonna heal him. But at the end of the day, Juju is not here no more, all because of stupid petitivity of young-minded people. But at the same time, if these parents, jobs are important, yes, we do have to work in order to survive here in this world. But sometimes us as parents need to put our job back just a little bit to see what's going on in our homes.
That's right.
If you don't put it back just to see what's going on in your home, you might have that child that's out here toting these guns. Here it is. I stay six doors down from Nazelle's killer. Do you know how bad that eats at me? That here it is. I know these little boys. Let's let alone I know Nazelle. I know his mother. Let's let alone their cousin is my cousin. That's hard for me. I just lost my own son and turn around and lose Nazelle is something can't nobody ever explain to me or my kids. It's something can't nobody bring back. We do not have a return policy on our children after you fire that gun.
Who do you think is giving our kids these guns? Who's giving our kids these guns?
The government pushing them out here, too. The government pushing them out here, let's let alone the drug dealers, too. But anytime you can walk up to a liquor store and buy a gun out of a car lot, something's wrong. Anytime the police is sitting right there and you still can do it the same way, and that has come from the gun specialist woman here in Minnesota, we have a problem.
So you're saying you can go right up to somebody's car, go to trunk, right at a liquor store and get you a gun?
Yes, sir.
And our kids can get the ammunition and go out and just start shooting up stuff.
Yes, sir.
We got a serious problem. I don't know. Mr. George, what do you think the answer to that is, to our gun problem?
I mean, I don't really think I can explain right now. You know, all I can say is we got to find a better solution, and there got to be a better way to handle this. To handle these situations with these teenagers that are dealing with guns and issues in the home and issues in the world. But at the end of the day, you know, like I said, it's up to the parents. If we can make it better for them, then, you know, they can have a better future.
You know, I'm proud of you, and I want to say that. I was there at the beginning. I was at the hospital. I was there, you know, when I seen, you know, you just pass out from all your stress and grief. And I seen you get up and still try to make it and be strong. I seen you at the funeral, and I seen how you was trying to be strong for everybody else. But I also heard about you wanting to attempt to take your long life because of this. And I just want to say that I'm glad you didn't, because taking your life would not give an opportunity for you to bring another son in the world. You know, taking your life would not give an opportunity for you to tell the story, to share with some of these young kids about the pain that you went through. Taking your life will not give you an opportunity to write the music that you're going to write that's going to inspire so many other people, you know. And, you know, I'm just say this, that your life is valuable. Continue to know that your life is valuable. And I'm glad that you got a young lady that's got your back and trying to help you get through that. He cares about you and wants to help you get through it.
Yeah, I mean, I just felt that she prayed it too, so show you how God works. You know, God is good, man. I just found out she's 4 weeks pregnant, so.
Wow. She's 4 weeks pregnant. What's your name?
Shay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Shay's 4 weeks pregnant, mm-hmm. and we're about to have another baby. But we ain't trying to get Marsha pregnant no more. She got.
Marsha can't handle my kids.
Okay, Marsha got kids. She got two boys, boy, and they something else, and two big ones, boy. Mm-hmm. They ain't no joke.
Amen.
They a handful. Whenever they see me, I got to come up with pop and candy and money. Boy, they be working me. But congratulations, Shay. And, wow, just, you know, that's how God does work. You lose something and you gain something. Sharp body, mm-hmm. You got some let's talk to Sharp body. What you think about this, Sharp body? That's amazing.
I definitely got a couple of things to say. Like, far as letting them shorties know about these guns, man. See, I remember back when I was a kid, fam, and I used to carry guns, right? And I called myself carrying them for protection. But all the time, I didn't even know what that gun could get me. Like, I didn't know how much time I could get behind that gun. I didn't realize the people that I was destroying when I kept it and used it a couple of times or whatever. But when I was a kid carrying that gun, I didn't have no outcome. I didn't see no future, man. You know what I mean? And saying that, you got to get these kids or something. You got to learn. I learned from my past. Far as what I got out of that was, I mean, not seeing no future. Now I try to show these kids that on the streets doing them things that they let them know that they actually have a future now. You know what I mean? Because I didn't feel like I had a future, fam. And I was carrying that pistol thing, and it was protecting myself all the time. I did need to protect myself because other guys had pistols, because the government put them girls on the street for real, like they do for real. That's where they come from, man. We don't make guns in the hood, man. That's where they come. We can't get them from nowhere else, man. That's exactly where they come from, you know what I mean? And then they blame us and stuff. They put the guns on us and then blame us for killing each other like they didn't know we was going to do it. You know what I mean? And all the time, they knew what was going to happen. So, you know, it's like, you know, we got to tell our kids that they really have a future now, you know what I mean, and let them know about that God gifted talent that they're not focusing on, fam. We so focused on being surrounded so much negativity in our life that we forget that little positive thing that's going to help us out of that situation that we're in, fam. And glorifying them guns and stuff like that and making them think it's cool to shoot and putting them pictures in the streets like, instead of putting them pictures of them going to jail, you know what I mean, and glorifying them jail systems and stuff like that is what needs to be done, fam, because, like I said, back when I was a kid, man, we didn't see that. My credit and everything all messed up right now because I didn't get a talk from my people about credit, about criminal history will mess up when you can't get a good job when you get older, if you get older, you know what I'm saying? Because we didn't see no future, so I didn't care about getting no good credit or care about no job. All I cared about was living for that moment, you know what I mean? So, you know, we gotta open them doors to them, shawty, and let them see. We have to be out there, the entrepreneurs, the guys who are out there really doing something positive, like Mad Dads do, you know what I mean? We have to really be showing them that. You got to keep forcing them, fam. You got to keep doing what we're doing like that because them guns is ruling right now. They're not, and that's that devil, man. And, you know, that's what that good and evil were about, you know what I mean? And we got to know that in order to fix that, you know what I mean, as a hood mentality.
Well, thank you very much, Sharp Buddy. I appreciate that. Before we close out, Marsha, any last words to everybody?
My last words is, I miss my baby, and I wish this killer would turn himself in. Two, I am the president of AAC over here in Minneapolis now. I am taking donations.
What's AAC?
African American Conscious. I do participate in the three remaining surviving kids. That is Masu plus Mrs. Braxton. I am doing the donation school drive. I'm going to be in a life. I'm asking that you donate to my group. You can do it through Mad Dad, through Terrell's account at M&I Bank. And come out and enjoy his life with me Sunday, 3 to 7. Amen.
Any last thoughts, my brother?
I just want to say thank God, you know, for holding us up, keeping us alive and giving us the strength. And, you know, for the kids that's out there that's thinking gang banging is cool and just hanging out with the wrong crowd, I just want to say don't be stupid. Don't be making the wrong decisions. Be smart. Don't use a gun, use your brain. And I love my son so much, and we will be there to support you. And like you said, you want justice, and you ain't going to stop until you get it. And I feel you have to persist. So, you know, this is where it ends at, and I want to thank VJ too, man. So, Mad Dad, keep the movement alive, man. And ACC, definitely going to support that. And I'm going to start me a foundation soon, but... You know, like I said, man, it's tough right now. So I just want to say, man, God gotta touch a lot more people, man. Something like that.
You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads. You know, we meet every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 and 7 p.m. at 3023 4th Avenue South with our parenting group and our relationship group. You're welcome to come. Soul food. I'm just talking about real good food for the soul. We got that. Got daycare for you. And so we got the hookup. And so come on through every Tuesday, Thursday. You never know what you might see. Never know what might happen for your life. We out of here. Holler at you later. 612-822-0802. See you Sunday. What's the address?
3024?
Yeah, 30th and Aldridge. Oh,
Colfax.
Yeah.
No, 2644
Colfax. Oh, yeah, 26. Mm-hmm. But if you come to 30th, you'll hear the music. We'll be on 26 on Colfax on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Right. Amen. Yes, sir.
My love.
My love. All right.